Unfailing love. Hosanna. Hosanna in the highest. I see a generation all in God's hands. Hosanna. To the big screen. Just go ahead and all right, we're good to go. Big, it's good to see you today. Our new audience. So good to see you. God bless you all. Please pray for us as we continue to serve the Lord. In these difficult days, ladies and gentlemen, tonight I am continuing in the series that we are in the midst of the great falling away, part four. And when things start to fall away, the people of God need to keep on doing what they have been doing. Pardon me. Praying without ceasing. Holding up the blood-stained banner. Loving Jesus Christ and God back in such a way that they say with Daniel of old that we will not compromise for the king or anybody else. We will not bow down to false gods. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, the word of God reads, "Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and by our gathering together unto him, that ye be not soon shaken in mind, or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things? And now ye know what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity doeth already work. Only he who now letteth will let, until he be taken out of the way. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, you're living in an age right now, dear people, that is characterized by lying, because the devil is the father of lies. Wokeism is about lies and deception, not truth. And the devil is preparing the world, the gullible, and even some who claim to be religious and saved, to receive a lie and to accept a lie. The main tool Satan, the devil, the Antichrist, the false prophet, the main tool that they have been using, the main tool that they're using in a powerful way today, and the main tool that they will use in the future, is deception. This is why I call wokeism the blob of Beelzebub, deceptionism, demonism, and deathism. Lies and deception and demonism combined together kill people. That's why we've had more people killed in mass shootings this year than ever before. Not counting those that don't add up to mass shootings. I saw a sad story recently of a young black man. He was not killed by the police officers. He was killed while driving down the street by somebody else. Ambushed. they're not included in these mass shooting numbers. Thousands more have been killed, picked off one by one. Why? Because of the satanic spirit of lying, dishonesty, deceit, deceptionism, demonism equals deathism. Some of you right now listening to me on the Big and other places across the country and around the globe, you're contemplating suicide. Why? Because of a lie. And with all deceivableness, what a word. And with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth. Not only did they not receive the truth that would set them free, as Jesus Christ said, they didn't receive, because they didn't receive not only the truth, they didn't receive the love of the truth. The truth will set you free. But these people didn't even love the truth. So what did they love? They loved a lie, as so many people do today. Songs have been written about some women who want love so badly, they'll believe the lie of love. They'll believe the lie of a man because they want love so much. And then, of course, they get deceived. They get bamboozled. They are taken and hoodwinked. And then what happens? They're mad as the devil himself at that man and other men for the rest of their lives. Why? Because they got tricked by a lie. They become bitter for the rest of their lives at all men, because one man lied to them and they believed it. They told their girlfriends about it, and some even admit, I knew he was lying, but it sounded good to me. That's how the devil has done the world. They didn't even love the truth that they might be saved. They didn't even receive the truth because they didn't love the truth. They wanted a lie. Shall we pray? Holy Father God in heaven, I pray in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallowed be your name tonight. Thy will be done in every area of all of our lives. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven, for it will. I praise you and thank you for your holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who sits at your right hand. I praise you and I thank you for your Holy Spirit and for your holy word. I praise you and I thank you for your love, your mercy, and your grace. I praise you and thank you for the love of the truth that your true saints who have truly believed in the Lord Jesus Christ fill us with the fullness and the power, the unction and the anointing. Though you slay me, I will trust in you and get it. I pray for the salvation of her mother, her aunts now, and I told you, Lord, I will give them back to you once they become grown. They're in your hands. Virtually by myself, even though my wife was here. It's the greatest period of my life, and we accomplished the greatest things, Lord, that a family could accomplish in the world, all dedicated to serving you. And we had fun along the way. And I thank you for all of that. And Lord God in heaven, I thank you for showing me recently that precious memories, the reason why they're so precious is because you were the producer of the precious memories. As you send me memories from heaven, they all centered around what you did at the time, the miracles you worked, the prayers you answered, that turned out to be a great blessing to us and a great fun time, and great fun times along the way. You did it all. And so you're the center of the precious memories through your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And so, Holy Father God, I praise you and I thank you for that. Thank you for showing me that. I think the songwriter got it as well when he wrote the song Precious Memories. And so we give you the glory, the praise, and the honor, not only for the events, not only for the thousands of answers to prayer, not only for the miracles, not only for the deliverances, but Lord, thank you for showing me where the precious memories come from. They all come from you, and they're all centered around what you did for us, for your glory, your praise, and your honor. And so, Holy Father God, I pray in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray for the salvation of the lost in this audience, for the revival of the truly saved in this audience around the world. I pray for the healing of the sick, for the comfort of the grieving and the mourning in this country and around the globe. Draw them to yourself for salvation. And Holy Father God, I pray, Lord, that you would prepare us for the falling away that we're in, for those of us who are saved. Lord, help millions to get saved in the midst. Revive others who are saved already while we are in the midst of the great falling away. I pray, Holy Father God, that you will lift all of our sin burdens, guilt burdens, care burdens, anxiety burdens, troubles, problems and fears from our hearts, our minds, our souls, and our spirits. And fill us today with your peace that passeth all understanding, your joy unspeakable, your holy serenity and tranquility of mind and heart, no matter how bad things are, how bad things will get. Lord, open up great doors for us that no man can shut. And Holy Father God, help us to always remember that we can take pleasure even in our infirmities, our persecutions, our necessities, even when we don't have the necessary things. We can still rejoice, as I have been doing throughout this day. And Holy Father God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray that you deliver us all who are saved in this audience tonight. Deliver us from all of our distresses and afflictions. Deliver us from all of our tribulations, troubles, trials, temptations, tests, and tensions. Lift all of our sin burdens, guilt burdens, care burdens, anxiety burdens, if we're willing to truly confess our sins and repent. And Lord, deliver us from all spiritual and mental, physical and emotional, family, financial, legal, student loan debt, student progress, problems, troubles, and difficulties that we're facing. Lord, as only you can. And Holy Father God, I pray tonight for all of my children. And I always pray for them by name, all of my offspring. And I pray for all of the children in this audience, in this country, and around the globe. Lord, save those who are lost. Revive those who are saved. Heal those who are sick. Comfort those who are grieving. Pray that you grant special protection over my children, for I know they have been persecuted and targeted and attacked because of my preaching your holy word, people thinking that they're going to stop me from preaching your holy word because they are trying to persecute and attack my children. But I have never done that. And I raised my children to handle that, and I pray that they would. I pray that you would protect us all from ourselves, our flesh and the devil, and from the demons of hell, and from evil people in the family, evil people in the church, evil people in the world. And Holy Father God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, that you will indeed place upon us the whole armor of God, surround us with the band of your holy angels and a wall of your holy fire, cover us and cleanse us through the precious blood of Christ, and make us, Lord, to be whiter than snow on the inside. And Lord, I pray that, and I thank you for allowing things to be as well as they are. I thank you, Holy Father God, for remembering mercy, love, and grace even while dealing with us, chastising us, and rebuking us as we deserve. So, Lord God in heaven, have all that we do and say tonight to be done for your glory, praise, and honor, and for the glory, praise, and honor of Jesus Christ. For it is in Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. And amen. And so, ladies and gentlemen, picking up from where we left off last night, in fact, we said last time, quoting from Dr. John MacArthur, that this final Antichrist who is to come will surpass all of Satan's agents. All demon-filled men, all devil-filled men and women, down through the years. All of Satan's false prophets, false teachers. And I believe tonight we have more than ever living at the same time, because they feed off of each other. False Christs, all of Satan's demon-possessed leaders throughout human history, called by Satan to deceive millions of people and to damn their souls to hell. This one, this Antichrist, will be the worst that has ever come. This one will be inspired by Satan and so successful as to literally rule the entire world. Don't be shocked. Don't be surprised at what a demon-filled person can do. With their lying wonders, deceivableness, as the Bible calls it. Now, as the Apostle John revealed, there are many antichrists in the world, many. If you deny that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and you preach some other gospel, you deny. Thank you for the privilege of raising them, Lord Devon, or Alabama husband. A young woman, Miss, and underneath the Miss, around the globe, millions rebellious. It comes out of the mouth. Can you see the voice? Hearing me. You might want to go to Spreaker, Gospelite Society Spreaker. I'm in trouble tonight because I have and in their efforts. But there is that pervade. Satan, the devil, has called him. Who are already saved. Jews, number one, you are a wicked, honoring and disobeying our parents. In other words, the penalty, and may lose your life. It may mean death in the state of Texas. And is because died on the cross with the power of God.